Insanity in individuals is something rare, but in groups, parties, nations, and epochs, it is the rule. We're caught in a swirling sea of madness. And those among us who lack a firm grip on reality are being swept away into an irresistible vortex of anger, resentment, and violence. We just had the anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol just a couple months ago, and it's been very much at the forefront of my mind. I saw an interview with a woman
called Rachel Powell.
She's the bullhorn lady. She's about to be separated from her children.
She was interviewed on CNN. And she's going to jail.
It's not jail.
Going to prison. Going to prison. Going to prison. Going to prison. Smashing windows and taking part in the attack
on the Capitol on January 6th, 2021.
Listen to her logic, or lack thereof.
I cannot prove it was a setup.
But I feel like, what if it was?
Rachel has been able to take the misinformation that surrounds us these days from the internet and bad news services and social media to conclude that the election might not have been fair, despite the fact that there's been 60 court cases that said that it was not stolen. There's a doubt in her mind.
But I feel like, what if it was?
And she requires no evidence to support that feeling.
Cannot prove it. Cannot prove it. Cannot prove it. I feel like, what if it was? But I feel like, what if it was?
Feels. She expresses it that way, that she feels, not that she thinks, not that she has any evidence.
I feel like, what if it was?
I have to continually remind myself we are not dealing with people that are going to be influenced by logic and reason. They're psychologically drawn to Trump and his fascistic approach to governing. And logic and reason
will not
dissuade these people from supporting him. It's that saying,
you can lead a horde of culture, but you can't make her think.
No.
Not that one.
Not that one.
Not that one.
Not that one.
You can't use logic and reason to change something someone believes if they didn't use logic and reason to come to that belief. Seems like a lot of these people exist in social media and cable news bubbles where they don't really get exposed to outside information and they just have whatever their feelings are reinforced.
It all comes through the air. Through the current, through the air, it all comes.
Next, I'm going to introduce you to Rebecca Laverns, a grandmother from Colorado who also took part in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. She actually handed a table out to the other rioters, and they broke off the legs from the table and used it to assault the police officers. But if you listen to her, she thinks of herself as a victim.
My own country is treating me like a criminal. It's because I believe that they stole my rightful president. And just standing up for my country, it makes me a criminal. And it's just not right. It feels so weird to be here. I believe that he stole my president.
in the case of Rachel and Rebecca, I believe both these women are either dumb enough or insane enough to truly believe what they're saying. And they are going to be paying a heavy price for following through on what they believe. There's a large group of more influential Republicans who support Trump only because they think that's their best way to remain in power. They're not motivated by mistaken delusion. They're motivated by cold calculation.
The following is from an interview Marco Rubio did in 2016. I believe it was with Jake Tapper. And what he has to say about Trump is incredibly prescient.
And accurate.
Of course, he's now a dedicated Trump supporter because he's craven, he's ambitious, he's a Republican, he's a coward, he's craven, right down to his bones, he's craven. He's barely a human being.
He's a human being. He's just a really despicable one.
Occasionally, he hits the nail right on the head. Listen to this guy. I could vote for him almost.
Well, I don't know about a dictator. I said a third world strongman. He's running for president, so no matter what, he won't be a dictator unless our republic completely crumbles, which I don't anticipate it will. But yeah, here's what happens in many countries around the world. You have a leader that emerges and basically says, forget, don't put your faith in yourselves, don't put your faith in society, put your faith in me. I'm a strong leader, and I'm going to make things better all by myself. This is very typical. You see it in the third world. You see it a lot in Latin America for decades. It's basically the argument he's making that he single-handedly is going to turn the country around. We've never been that kind of country. We have a president. The president is an American citizen who serves for a period of time, constrained by the constitutions and the powers vested in that office. The president works for the people, not the people for the president. And if you listen to the way he describes himself and what he's going to do, he's going to single-handedly do this and do that without regard for whether it's legal or not. I think people are going to have to make up their mind. I can tell you this, no matter what happens in this election, for years to come, there are many people on the right, in the media, and voters at large that are going to be having to explain and justify how they fell into this trap of supporting Donald Trump, because this is not going to end well one way or the other.
It's not going to end well.
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
We have to have voter fraud. We have to have voter fraud for the country. We have to have voter fraud.
Under no circumstances, you are promising America tonight, you would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Yeah. Except for
he's going crazy. Except for day one.
Meaning?
Dictator.
Day one.
Day one.
Dictator.
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 Now let's listen to what little Marco had to say about Trump in March of 2024, just the other day.
We'll tell you this, that when Donald Trump was president of the United States, this country was safe. I think anyone who's offered the opportunity to serve this country as vice president should be honored by the opportunity to do it if you're in public service. But I've also been clear, I've never talked to Donald Trump. I've never talked to anybody on his team or family or inner circle about vice president. That's a decision he's going to make. Plenty of really good people that should be honored by the opportunity to do it.
Back in 2020, Michelle Goldberg wrote in the New York Times that Trump is a master of projection.
And his accusations against others are a decent guide to how he himself will behave. I'm going to play you a piece of audio and see if it doesn't resonate with you.
Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. They're willing to violate the U.S. Constitution at levels never seen before.
And the following is Susan Glasser, American journalist, and she's discussing Trump's techniques of deception.
So accusing the accuser, it's a figure of speech called tu quoque. It's an appeal to hypocrisy, saying you have no standing to enter this debate. You are not a credible source. In fact, anything you accuse me of doing is actually what you do.
The Supreme Court is taking the case from Colorado. You appoint some of these radical left Democrats, and they've right from the beginning, you say, we're dead. And the Republican judges want to go out of their way to be fair and unbiased, and even to a point where they hurt you. They right from the beginning hurt you. They right from the beginning hurt you. They right from the beginning you said, you said, you said, you said.
In 1875,
former Civil War general had this to say: "We are to have another contest in the near future of our national existence. I predict that the dividing line will not be Mason and Dixon's, but between patriotism and intelligence on one side and superstition, ambition, and ignorance on the other." That general's name? Ulysses S. Grant. He's also the president. If you listen to many of the Trump supporters speak, you'll realize that the ignorance part of that quote is
quite apparent.
And with the evangelical support, you have to recognize the superstition part. And to all those Republicans that knew what Trump did on January 6th and how bad it was and how they switched to support him after he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power are the ones that cover the ambition part of Grant's quote.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Everybody thought it was crazy. Everyone goes crazy.
Feel like, what if it was?
5 years ago, you didn't know what crazy was. I talked crazy. Damn, bing, 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 boom. She goes crazy. It was crazy. 5 years ago, you didn't know what the hell it was. A lot of people say, they ask me, sir, how do you do it? How do you wake up in the morning and put on your pants? Sit down, bing, 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 boom. Does that make sense? Damn, bing, 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 boom. Bing, 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 boom. Say, sir, they're inappropriate. Put on your pants.
I need somebody with arms, strong enough to rustle the deep state, and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild.
Missile coming in, missile coming in. Sit down, bing, 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 boom. She. And the pain that you have, this is something that's very unique, but get over it.
Back in 2020, Michelle Goldberg wrote in the New York Times that Trump is a master of projection.
The Supreme Court is taking the case from Colorado. You appoint some of these radical left Democrats, and they've right from the beginning, you say, we're dead. And the Republican judges want to go out of their way to be fair and unbiased, and even to a point where they hurt you.
And here's another example of Trump's projection, actually telling us what he will do if he gets back into power.
You become president and you don't like somebody, or if somebody's beating you by 10, 15, or 20 points, like we're doing with crooked Joe Biden, let's indict the mother. Let's indict.
According to the Cambridge Dictionary, madness is a noun that means stupid behavior. Stupid,
or dangerous behavior.
And to paraphrase Margaret Atwood, judging from the results, there's very little difference between stupid and evil. So let's talk about stupid behavior next.
Can also refer to behavior that is not reasonable when considering certain situations, as in it would be sheer madness equal to crazy to ignore the symptoms and do nothing. I can't help but think that in the context of, say, climate change.
Or gun violence in the United States.
Oh, I just heard a doctor talking. And we're talking about gun violence in the United States, or gun deaths. But gun violence, attacks on other people. And he pointed out that in 2024, at least at this point, February 15th, 2024, there have been more mass shootings than there's been days in this year.
Going further, I want to send our support and our deepest sympathies to the victims and families touched by the terrible school shooting yesterday in Perry, Iowa. To the entire community, we love you, we pray for you, and we ask God to heal and comfort really the whole state and the pain that you have. This is something that's very unique to your state.
In reality, it's not very unique at all. It's happening more than once a day in 2024 in the USA.
We're really with you as much as anybody can be. It's a very terrible thing that happened, and it's just horrible to see that happening. That's just horrible. So surprising to see it here. But we'll have to get over it. We have to move forward.
There are our governors and governments, state governments, that are making it easier for people to carry weapons, conceal carry even, without permits. This is just going to increase the number of gun deaths in the country, inevitably, and make it much easier for mass shootings to be perpetrated. That seems like madness. And even if you talk about the NRA and these gun manufacturers and how much money they're making, so it's logical. They can make more money. Well, putting money above other people's lives is madness, in my book. I'm watching natural Florida be destroyed day by day by development so that they can build storage units, three-story storage units. And that's to hold all the consumer goods that people can't fit in their house anymore because they bought so much junk that they don't use or rarely use. Rarely enough that they can leave it in a storage unit miles from their home, pay a monthly rent on it. That's madness. It's consumerism run amok. If you don't think people have been brainwashed by our capitalist society, I think all these storage units are all you need to look at. And these huge warehouses to bring people what? More stuff, more junk. And as they clear this land, they cut down the trees, all of them. It's not like they build around them and let some of the old ones keep their roots. They'll hold the ground together, help prevent sinkholes. Nor do they grind up the trees so that they could at least act as a form of fertilizer in the ground. No, they'll buy that too. The stuff made out of petroleum. And then they take all the trees and they put them in piles and they light them on fire. And they burn and they burn and they burn for days on end. Giant bonfires releasing all the carbon that those trees had captured in the last 30, 40 years. And they just burn it and put it all right back up into the atmosphere. At least helps contribute
to global warming, or let's call it climate change, which leads to stronger storms, sea level rise. Oh, and speaking of sea level rise, they're clearing the mangroves and all the natural vegetation along the shorelines. Those things work to help prevent erosion, takes the edge off of hurricanes and storms that come through that way. And now they're going to take them all away. I assume they burn them, too. I haven't seen them burning them, but I wouldn't be surprised. And I have seen where they bring in fill dirt because they're in the water. They're right up on the edge of the ocean or the Gulf, and they're going to flood. Oh, well, then we'll just have to build on the second story only. We'll put the houses up on pillars because we tore away the natural protection and we cleared the land of the trees and we burned them so that we could increase the effects of climate change. But it's all right because we're making money. And then we can't get the county government to do anything about it. Well, first of all, because we got an authoritarian in the governor's mansion, and he and his legislature are taking away local control over the development. But the county not likely to do anything because they get paid by property taxes. And you know what houses pay the highest property taxes? The most expensive ones. And you know where the most expensive ones are located? That's right. Where you can see the Gulf, where you got a view of the Gulf. That's madness. It's not just stupid. And it's certainly not ignorant. It is insane. People can listen to Donald Trump and then say, yeah, I think he'd be better for the country. That's insane. That's madness. Just passed another one, totally flattened. Only this time we're down in the swampy area where they already built houses that are having water problems.
It's stupid. It is stupidity.
Madness.
Insanity. Pure stupidity.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, from a book called After 10 Years in Letters and Papers from Prison, it came out 2010, he had this to say. Every strong upsurge of power, of a political or of a religious nature, infects a large part of humankind with stupidity. The power of the one needs the stupidity of the other. The intellect does not suddenly atrophy or fail. Instead, it seems that under the overwhelming impact of rising power, humans are deprived of their inner independence and give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. That the stupid person is often stubborn must not blind us to the fact that he is not independent. One is dealing not at all with a person, but with slogans, catchwords that have taken possession of him. He is under a spell, blinded, misused, and abused in his very being. Having thus become a mindless tool, the stupid person will also be capable of any evil, and at the same time incapable of seeing that it is evil. As I said, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, After 10 Years in Letters and Papers from Prison, Works in English, Volume 8, 2010. The stupid person will also be capable of any evil, and at the same time incapable of seeing that it is evil. When looking at the results, stupidity and evil are difficult to distinguish from each other. And in closing, I'm trying to come up with something realistic, but optimistic. And it's pretty difficult. Yes, we are living through very stupid times.
And yes.
Madness.
And yes.
It's a time when a billionaire, former president, is selling shoes and Bibles and asking anybody he knows to send him money.
NBC got rid of Mehdi Hassan, perhaps the best in-person journalist or interviewer I've seen in decades, as well as a bunch of other journalists in the last couple months. But they can hire Rona McDaniel, who just recently left the chair of the RNC and a diehard Trump apologist until maybe recently, I don't know. But anyway, it's $300,000 a year. They have money for her, but not journalists. So we can get the opinion of someone that's pretty close to, if not completely, a traitor, a stupid, an anti-democratic traitor. Yeah, we got to make sure we hear their stupid opinion. And get rid of the guy that's going to get to the facts. And I know it's NBC, isn't that where The Apprentice was? When Trump was $80 million in the hole, and they made him into a star, then they made him into our president. I'm not saying these are good times. It's crazy times. But we're going to make it through. I do believe that we're going to make it through. We have to. Stupidity is like junk food. It's around everywhere. It's even being pushed upon us. But just because it is, it doesn't mean you have to indulge in it. You'll be better for it, and society will be better for it.
We'll bring crime back to the cities
like a slow golf cart, washing up and show.
I talked to Putin, purposely mix up like a name like Bert Brand, you know who Bert Brand is?
Viktor Orban, did everyone ever hear of him? He's the leader of Turkey.
The guy's a nut job. Bert Brand, in a very positive way, he has been much better for me than he was for himself. How about that? I mean, we don't need your vote. Get out. How about that? We're a third world nation now. How about that?
I don't like mosquitoes.
How about that?
I don't like
Putin.
How about that?
Tim Scott
is in charge of Tiki Haley. And he doesn't like. How about that? Languages coming into our country. We have nobody that even speaks those languages. They're truly foreign languages. Nobody speaks them.
It's called like.
I don't remember. I have a really good memory. Not even that I remember.